It's time for our K-State Research Extension Report, and today we have Ryan Schaub, who is the Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
So we're going to talk about wet fields.
Yeah, we're going to just spend a little time talking about some saturated soils and what effects that we might have on our corn crop, not only now, but later on into the season as well. Now, I'll start off by saying hopefully the affected areas are very small. It's just the low-lying parts of the field that are going to be affected. There's been multiple fields I know that have been replanted some, had some of these low-lying areas already tore out once maybe or sprayed out and then replanted in hopes of getting a better stand there. But we've also had more moisture since then. So how those stands are looking can just vary greatly depending on where you're at. So after the corn emerges and our saturated soils, we get those saturated soils, it can really inhibit the root growth, the leaf area expansion of that corn. Photosynthesis can also be slowed down, mostly due to the lack of oxygen and the cooler soil temperatures that follow big rain events due to the soils just getting wet. Yellow leaves would indicate the slowing of photosynthesis, but if the growth is slowed to such an extent, we can also see some leaves, like the sheaths, they'll turn like a reddish to a purplish color, and that's just the accumulation of sugars. So the plant itself didn't try to slow down, but the weather conditions did not allow that corn to grow right, so it's just slowed that down. Now, these corn plants can recover from a lot. With minimal impacts, but things have to kind of straighten out. We've been fairly wet for a period of time now. I'm not saying we're going to have major impacts on it just yet, but if we turned hot and dry, I think we could see some issues. And that's because if our profile gets really, really saturated, our root system doesn't say, hey, I need to keep going down into this soil profile. I can stay within the top few inches. I'm getting plenty of moisture right there. The issue becomes if we get hot and dry, those top few inches will really dry out quick. But also we can have an issue later in the summer with green snap or high wind events that come through and they'll just blow that corn right over. Those root systems just didn't get established well enough throughout that soil profile to hold it upright. The last thing with saturated soils would be the loss of nitrogen. Really be scouting your fields, get out there, look at those, and maybe an in-season application of nitrogen needs to be made for that field to have the potential at the end of the year. So a lot of our producers might put on some nitrogen in season anyways, but we might have to put on even a little additional just because we've had some nitrogen loss due to our wet spring. Now, before I quit today, I want to talk a little bit about what if our corn was flooded? And that's going to greatly depend on how long of a time period are we talking. Young corn plants can tolerate, 2 to 4 days of flooding, but we're going to be better off if that cornfield is only underwater for a maximum of 2 days, okay? After 2 days, a lot of things can start happening. All that oxygen in the soil is going to be depleted. We're going to start having some plant functions impaired, such as photosynthesis or just nutrient uptake for that plant. So after 2 days, things become a lot more dicey. We're going to have things really work out for us. But research has shown up to 4 days, corn can kind of tolerate it. The biggest factor as we get later into the number of days, so that 3 to 4 day period, is going to be what kind of temperatures did we get after that major flood event. If we've stayed kind of cloudy and cool, well, that plant is going to slow down its growth and it's going to be fine. If we get hot, that's going to become a problem. Warm water doesn't hold oxygen nearly as well, so it just doesn't have that oxygen holding capacity that cool water would. So we are going to even quicker deplete the plant of oxygen, which leads to more issues. The other thing as we stay underwater for an extended period of time would be some fungus issues. One is top-down mildew, commonly referred to as crazy top. And crazy top has, we have spores in the soil about all the time. Well, when we flood those plants, we can get those spores now inside the plants, and we'll get just distorted leaves. I mean, it looks like a disorganized mess. Really, it's pretty distinguishable even from just driving down the road. You can see it, and you're like, hey, I know what that is. And that's just one of the things that we can get. That's not going to say every field's going to have that, but we open up the possibility of that happening. So guys, I'm not telling you anything you guys don't know already. This is more of, while we might see issues now with maybe it's a stand, we just don't have a great stand, just know, let's make sure we mark that, hey, this spring of 25 was pretty wet. And if we have issues later on in the year, a lot of times we can track that back to a flood event earlier that spring. So anyways, if you guys have questions, you want to give me a call, the office number is 785-448-6826.
Thank you, Ryan.
Absolutely.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Science Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health will be Chelsea Richmond.